TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Everybody, it's us. Stand Up For News is back. We are our Hollywood Connections special. Give it up for Don Reese's show last. So today we got my co-host, Captain Jim Marvin here. Say hello.
Ahoy.
Our new co-host, Manny Avila.
Hey.
Avola?
Avila.
Avila. All right. Welcome back, Manny. You were super funny last week.
I keep trying to make my last name ethnic, more ethnic than it is.
We have the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector.
That's right.
Say hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
And then we have our guest today, CP Post. Welcome back. She's super funny. She was on Don's show last year. I don't know if she was on Stand Up For News last year. And I am your host, Mac James, James Esterline. I am their co-host, the co-host with the most hosts.
You gonna forget his name this week?
Did I say toes or hoes? You want to know, don't you? All right, I had a busy week. I hope you guys had fun. But we had a lot go on in the news, so I'm going to start. And we're going to go around in a circle. I don't know, where's Bobby go? We're supposed to have somebody call in later, I heard. So I'm going to start, and we're going to go we'll go left and then back to me. Actual clockwise. Is that how it works? All right, you ready? In Clearwater, Florida yesterday, a Dunkin' Donuts employee got in an argument, this was yesterday, you guys, with a customer, followed him out to the parking lot, and shot the customer in both legs right in front of the man's kids. I guess he won't be running on Dunkin'. All right, go ahead, Manny.
All right. A video was released online this week which captured the dramatic moments an SUV smashed into a Houston coffee shop while two podcasters were filming inside. Investigators believe that the person behind the wheel might have taken the drive-through sign a bit too literally.
Hey, what did we do? The song yet? We got to do the song.
Oh, wait, you guys totally skip
the edibles song, are guys. Kicking in. We got to do our song. Ready?
Ready.
Stand up for news. Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you. We can stand up too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Yeah.
We
got that. All right, whose turn is it now?
Added in an extra verse. That's all right. Jim? I'm up with that. I got a follow up on that. Actually, that podcaster received 10,000 views on his YouTube channel when the car came through that Texas cafe. He is now considering doing his interviews from now on at NASCAR races, demolition derbies, and the shoulder of I-4 in Central Florida. All right, also in the news.
We'll have a million subscribers by next Tuesday.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was hospitalized yesterday after tripping at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Washington, D.C. McConnell's hotel companion, a prostitute provided by the oil company lobby, is reported to be uninjured. Maybe he slipped on the oil.
Who wants to sleep with a turtle, remember?
Oh, yeah. The senior mutant ninja turtles. He's the one who wields the veto pen.
I've always heard the government has the best benefits, you know? So.
Friends with benefits. CP Post, how long have you been doing stand-up comedy, CP?
I've been doing comedy for almost 4 years.
I already knew that, but our listeners didn't know, and Manny probably didn't know. Awesome. And then where you got any shows coming up around here?
I don't have any shows coming up around here. I am going to be at Pineapples in Melbourne, Florida next week. And I got a number of shows in Sarasota later on in the month.
Staying busy getting work then, that's what's up. Right. And then you brought some news to stand up for, you told me.
I did, I brought news to stand up for.
The stage is yours.
All right, we heard about Alec Murdoch from South Carolina, famous attorney who shot and killed his family. I mean, I know that lawyers, they say eat their young, but this is ridiculous.
All right. Donald Trump recently said he thought that in an interview that he thought Harriet Tubman invented the subway. Or was it he created Subway? I don't know. Either way, it's the Underground Railroad, Donald.
Do we have her to blame for all those backups on the A-line?
Right. And Manny?
Yeah, the fact that I, you know, he actually said worse things than that. So. In reality, right? This is a true story. KFC Thailand recently stirred up controversy after posting on social media that they'll be releasing KFC-scented incense sticks to celebrate the Lunar New Year. The incense sticks, which come in two sets, have been designed to look and smell like your favorite KFC restaurant. One set smells like 11 herbs and spices. The other set smells like minimum wage and single motherhood.
I got a bucket of that. All right. Senator Bernie Sanders announced yesterday that Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz will testify later this month before the Senate committee headed by the Vermont senator. Sanders said he hopes the Starbucks CEO will commit to negotiating a contract with the company's union, and he also hopes that Schultz will bring him a pumpkin spice latte and a cranberry orange scone. Bernie, you can just ask your staff to bring you those things. You don't have to subpoena the head of the company.
Okay, well, Rupert Murdoch was sued recently by Dominion. You know, he's the owner of Fox News. I'm thinking they probably just really misspelled it. It's probably faux news.
Hey, Bobby, I got a cricket joke. I need a cricket sound effect later.
Cricket? But, all right, let me get one.
Not yet, but when you hear it, you'll know. Trump, Donald Trump, in that interview also replied when he was asked about Black Friday that he has never once seen an Ice Cube movie. Not even once.
I find that hard to believe, but
that's our president. That's our former president.
Oh, Lord. All right, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are getting the vegan treatment. The Hershey Company said Tuesday Reese's plant-based peanut butter cups, which go on sale this month, will be the first vegan chocolate sold nationally. In addition, the first 200 sold will come with a complimentary vegan straw to help you suck the fun and joy out of everything else exciting in life.
When are they going to come out with the ones with the THC and magic mushrooms in them?
Yeah.
Word. All right. The Biden administration is considering restarting migrant family detentions used by previous administrations to crack down on border crossings after promising to enact more compassionate policies towards families seeking asylum in the U.S. A spokesperson for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency denied that the move was intended to punish asylum seekers, but is instead a new program to encourage family unity among new migrants, saying that the department deeply believes the family that's detained together stays together.
It's funny because it rhymes.
Now they know how I feel growing up.
It's funny because it's true.
Can you imagine? Go to your room. It's like just like 3 feet away.
CP post or okay. CP post.
Okay. Well, global climate change is in the news again this week, and it turns out they've actually found the reason for sea levels rising as high as they are. It's those extra large cruise ships they have out there now. There's just so many of them causing all the water.
It's the displacement factor.
It is the displacement factor. That's what it is, yep.
This one's just for you, Chris.
Let's see. A miracle dog was born with its head on reversed, with its eyes on bottom and its mouth on top. Poor guy. It's all pupside down. Nice, nice.
Also, shout out to Chris for being able to get through Max handwriting so flawlessly.
I survived season one, I think I'm more than tempered for season two.
I do it for my entertainment, not yours. Or our listeners. I write these as the best I can. All right, Ron DeSantis is making all the right moves that are indicating that he will run for president. He put out his new book. He's going on a tour, but he hasn't announced it. But Trump is still the front runner right now, and he gave a nickname to his competition, as he likes to do, Meatball Ron, he said. He's tossed that one around. He said, since then, dubbed this, Ron has lost 25 pounds in a few short weeks, actually. He said, I guess he will have to think of a new nickname for me. Trump replied, I was actually talking about wanting to meet your balls.
Oh, my God.
Manny, what else you got for us in the news?
I'm going to pass it over here to my guy, Jim.
Oh, okay.
All right, and more news from the state. In his State of the State address on Tuesday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis argues America should be more like Florida ahead of the 2024 presidential bid. In a counter statement, America declared that it has enough problems already handling its debilitating debt and opioid crises without adding low test scores from schools and alligators that can crawl through fences to the list.
Right? I've seen that video.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Post?
Chinese dictator Xi Jinping has been in the news recently. She says her pronouns are we, he, li, me, t, p, c, ni, and d, and they.
Tuesday in Winter Haven, Florida, over Lake Hartridge, you guys probably heard this, two planes collided. No survivors are found, you guys, as to this day. They found them, but they're not survivors, if you know what I'm saying. My agent told me that he said, this is how my parents should have actually met. Here you go, Chris. That's you.
Let's see. Florida woman pulled over for tinted windows, winds up getting full cavity searches, and they found 4 ounces of cocaine on her. Her crack was in her crack. Don't worry, though. I guess she saw a dentist while she was incarcerated. I don't know.
Good try.
Fest? Dest?
I actually don't know what I wrote there.
Oh, wow. How am I supposed to know?
Go ahead, whoever's next. Right,
well, Disney World has added a doll in a wheelchair to its Small World ride in an ongoing effort to be more inclusive. The attraction itself, however, is still inaccessible to handicapped riders.
Smooth one, Mickey.
All right, from up north, the New Hampshire Liquor Commission has determined that a state law that forbids the serving of alcohol that hasn't been purchased in the state also applies to riders on an Amtrak train that runs from Maine to Boston, who will now soon be prohibited from buying alcoholic beverages during the stretch of the trip that goes through New Hampshire. One Donnie Kaphaka of Bangor, Maine, responded to the new policy, quote, "What, are you kidding me? That's a wicked pisser. I am now going to have to run to the packy so I can get cocked before going in town." A stand-up for news translator deciphered Mr. Kyle Packer's enigmatic statement as follows. "Surely you jest. This policy change is most assuredly unnerving. Indeed, I will now procure my own libations at a retail establishment prior to achieving inebriation while train-bound." Translation provided by former actor John Houseman, although I don't think that really helped.
That was a good... He sounded like Kramer. Not Kramer, I mean... What was his name? Frasier. I'm sorry. Sound like Frasier for a second.
They should have had the Kramer show instead of Frasier.
Okay. Sigma Post.
Nikki Haley has been in the news recently after her recent bid for president, and she said one of the things she's going to do as president is she's going to change the age of retirement. And when asked, she said, "Well, I'm going to change it to whatever age Biden's going to be in 2024.
So 98, is it?
Post, you and me came up in this comedy scene the past, I've been doing it 6 years, 4 years. What is your favorite open mic to go to in all these times?
My favorite open mic?
Ever, yeah. You current, gone, here, you know.
I have to say my favorite open mic was Spitfire.
Spitfire is back. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're back.
They're back, yeah.
He was there the other night. He said it was pretty decent. I've never bombed at that room. I love that room.
Yeah, it's a great room.
You gotta try bombing there sometime.
I will do my best next time.
I highly recommend it.
I mean, not doing well when I say bombing. If I bomb, I'm not going to bomb. All right, Jack in the Box is a burger place. Hey, my private parts happens to be nicknamed Jack, and then I think I should go to burger place. Hey, my private parts happens to be nicknamed Jack, and then I think I should go there and check out their boxes. Do you think that one was funny, you guys?
Yeah.
I don't. Last weekend, a windstorm sweeps the East Coast, causing 11 deaths on Friday. You guys remember all those winds we had?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it went across the whole East Coast. Falling trees killed 11 people that day. Yeah, that blows. Mother Nature should have yelled timber.
A year after Will Smith smacked him on the Academy Awards stage, Chris Rock finally gave his rebuttal in a forceful stand-up special on Saturday night. Chris Rock, Selective Outrage, streamed live on Netflix. The 58-year-old comedian admitted he needs to focus more on his crowd work, as well as his slipping, bobbing, weaving, and ducking. Those are defensive boxing moves for your listeners who haven't seen any of the latest Creed movies, which would probably include all of you.
We got a phone caller.
First of all, yeah, Dawn called in, said her favorite comedy place was Russo's.
Oh,
and now you have a ghost.
A ghost? Hello?
A ghost.
Yes, hello.
Hello, who's this? Our guest caller?
It's Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? My esteemed apologies for the jokes I made.
I'm not apologizing.
You did say those things, though, right?
I'm not apologizing for you.
I don't see anyone sitting there and applauding me.
Did I offend you at all in any way?
Of course you have. You don't have, Mickey.
Donald, you sound like you might have been drinking a little bit. Are you okay?
I don't drink. I don't do drugs. But if I did, I'd be the best at it.
I'm the number one. What do you got a problem with Ron DeSantis? You guys were friends a couple years ago. What's the big whoop?
Oh, that hole in the ground.
Why do you want to meet the balls?
He's a groomer. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. I put it out there.
Anybody got a question for our former president?
So are you going to be? I mean, how do you feel about running against DeSantis? You want to, you know, if he goes up, what do you think your odds are against running? Because a lot of people think he's going to be going for a push.
I'm going to run against him, and I'm going to run him over.
So you're not just like going to run against him, you're going to actually run him over, is what you're saying? Did I get that right?
I have a question for Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Nikki Haley has said she's going to run for president, Donald Trump. What nickname do you have for Nikki Haley?
Who the hell is that? I never met her.
What did you gotta? You gotta do a little history lessons because you did say something about Harriet Tubman inventing the subway. Can you explain yourself on that one?
Also fake news. That is fake
news.
I never thought that Harriet Tubman.
You said that Black Friday was an Ice Cube movie. Donald, you said Black Friday was an Ice Cube movie. Can you explain that?
Well, everyone knows. I don't have to explain it. You're not down, you're not hip. Let's get down with it, Donald.
Is that a real movie, Donald?
What'd you say?
It's not real. You made it up in your head.
You made it up in your head.
Robin, our co-host, is calling in.
On. Yep.
Hey, Donald, hang on. Listen, our co-host has a question for you, probably. Robin Savage is calling in from her comedy show she's at tonight. So let's hear from
her. Bring it on, Robin. Ooh. Bring it on.
Hey, James.
Hey, the president just challenged you, Robin.
who challenged me?
The former President Trump is on the phone, and he just said, bring it on if you have anything to say about him.
You heard him right. I'm Donald Trump.
Okay, I did not know Donald Trump sounded exactly like that.
He's on the phone. It sounds like a real phone.
Donald, do you have COVID or are you okay?
That is HIPAA.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to Trump?
I'm talking to Trump.
I have lawyers. You know.
Oh, okay.
Robin, did you bring any news to stand up for? Because the news is born without legs and is in a wheelchair all the time. So did you bring any to help stand up for the news with?
I did. I brought a couple of jokes. Have you guys talked about Mitch McConnell yet?
We did talk a little bit about. What have you found out about McConnell?
I found out that Mitch McConnell is to remain in the hospital after he fell on Wednesday. Finally, he and Biden have something in common. Both be tripping. And neither have a good foothold on politics these days.
They're both
right, Robin.
They like to fall.
What else? You got another one, Robin? We got to get to our gay news. If you got another one for us.
Okay, I got another one. I'll go real quick. After a 3-year hiatus, a town in Japan has resumed their annual suction cup tug of war, in which pairs of bald men attach suction cups to their heads and pull in opposite directions. The organizers are using it as a very way of shedding positive light on baldness, which in lieu of these men shedding actual hair.
I'm not bald, don't bring it back.
The winner takes home a trophy and several suction cup hickeys on his head.
Now, my question is, are they going to make that an Olympic sport? Or
head hickeys. Gold medal head hickeys.
You'll print a one.
Robin, did you do a dating app of the week? dating app of the week is fast food restaurants. Did you write some for that?
Dating app of the week. I have been married for 25 years, and I dated my husband for 5 years before that. I don't know anything about dating apps.
Oh, well, I didn't swipe left on Taco Bell because I'm allergic to dogs, and I don't speak Spanish.
I think I'll swipe left on Burger King because his pickles always come in my burger, and I don't like any pickles in my burger. You know, so I just don't like pickles in my burger.
I'd swipe right on KFC because what can I say? I'm a breast and thighs kind of guy.
I'm gonna swipe left on McDonald's. I don't want to go out with anybody whose motto is billion served.
Any more? Because yeah, I gotta get to gay news.
Not to be too picky here, but I'll swipe left on IHOP because she only has one leg. So.
And ladies, I think you should swipe left on Long John Silver's. He's nowhere near as long as he claims to be.
I'd swipe left on Burger King because I don't want to treat anyone like they're royalty. Hey, Chris, you got some gay news for us and a song, I hope. And by the way, Russell's on stage repping us right now. So everybody have him in your thoughts, send him positive vibes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Gay news or your gay news? You want to see here?
Oh, that's fine. I'll just lean in for a sec. Yeah, no, your gay news for the night. So obviously we have Tampa Pride coming up on Saturday, March 25th. It's going to be a good time down in Ybor. Check that out around midday, like noon until 5 is usually when the festivities are on. Also, anybody out there listening, know your HIV status. Get yourselves over to Metro Wellness. They take good care of everybody, you know, so make sure you know what you're getting into before you go out partying, guys. Bring some protection with you. It's going to be a wild time out there. Yeah, and with this other little bit of gay news that we have that just came out, supposedly the Marvel MCU made a successful series of Spider-Man movies, starting with Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home, and Spider-Man No Way Home. The next one will have Venom in it, called Spider-Man Home Run, coming this summer. After that, they are making Spider-Man Home O, where the webhead wall crawls out of the closet, just in time for Pride Month.
I can't wait for the Home O cereal.
From the neighborhood. What a neighborhood.
I haven't heard you play music all week, man. I usually used to hang out with you daily. But go ahead and play us a song. You need the mic over here so you can sing?
I need the mic over here.
You can take my chair if you want.
There we go.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I'll just do a little quick one, a little short and sweet thing for you guys. Let me just make sure I don't flub up on my lyrics. Ooh, 1 second. All right. Let's keep this going, guys. All right.
Awesome job, Chris. Yeah. All right, now it's rapid fire part of the show.
Nice.
All righty, guys, let's go. Tim Norton. Tim Norman, owner of Sweetie Pie's famous restaurant, is sentenced to life in prison for the planned execution of his own nephew. I hope Sweetie Pie likes the cream pies while he's in prison. Oh. There you go, bud. Go.
There's a new Chinese deli-style plant-based lunch meat out right now. It's called Phonies Bologna. Bologna. That once again trying to decipher his
phony bologna. That's how you spell bologna, bro. Oh my God. Next.
In Tennessee, Republican Governor Bill Lee is facing backlash after a high school photo of him dressed in drag went viral just days after he said he plans to sign a bill that criminalizes drag performances. This is yet another example of a Republican politician being the pot that called the kettle fabulous.
Nice.
Today, March 9th, 2023, National Get Over It Day. We applied and were denied today would be
Stand Up for News Day.
National Stand Up for News Day. But out of spite, we are going to hold a grudge.
It's also National Women's Day. Good job, Mom.
That was actually yesterday.
Last week is a man jumps off the Skyway Bridge and he's rescued unharmed. And when asked why, he said his mom must have had dyslexia and said, if you jump off a bridge, does that mean your friends have to. Unfortunately, he has no friends.
No,
bam!
One else, no one else jump. All right. Death toll to 40,000 in Turkey after earthquakes rocked the country. They said it was Mother Nature's fault.
Spirit Airlines is planning to enact a fast-track program for pilots to go straight from flight school to the cockpit aboard their airliners. Spirit also plans to fast-track air traffic controllers from players behind screens of the old video game Space Invaders. Pew, pew, gotcha. I think I'll go back to flying on Southwest.
30 seconds.
German ice cream parlor in the news for a new cricket-flavored ice cream. So it tastes how my sets sound at the comedy club sometimes.
Here, I got one more for you. I just got in an argument with my wife this morning, and she told me I was acting like a two-year-old. I said, F you. Or I said, frig you. Let's see a two-year-old punch a hole in the sheetrock.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDC.